Blog Talk Radio.
Mano Negra aquí presente condena las inútiles pruebas nucleares en el Pacífico. No a la bomba, no a la muerte.
Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince on the Bay. Welcome to the program. It's 11 p.m., just after 11 p.m. here, Pacific time. I'm your host, Vince on the Bay, broadcasting live from beautiful, clear California, Northern California. Clear night tonight. You can see the stars. It's amazing. It's really quite magical, really. But thank you for joining me early here. Oh, Mrs. GG and girl from Detroit. Glad to have you aboard, as always. Trying to trying to get hollered at people over here on the Twitter and on the Facebook, trying to rustle some stuff up, see what's going down. So, I heard there was a Rachel Maddow and Jon Stewart interview. It was Rachel Maddow interviewing Jon Stewart, and they were kind of like hyping it up as this like exclusive interview, which I don't know. Jon Stewart's been on a lot of talk shows recently pushing his book, so I guess Rachel Maddow gave him a big sit down. They sat down in front of a black backdrop, like a la Charlie Rose or something, but minus the table. And they're doing like this, like, you know, it's supposed to be a hard-hitting interview, I guess. I don't know. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. But I've already seen a couple snippets, and one snippet I saw, Jon Stewart just totally schools her about the teabagging thing. He totally verbalized what I have thought for a long time, since like last year, is he said that... that they took the teabagger joke too far. Like, it was funny at first, but they should have let it go after a little while. And, like, he basically point blank took Rachel Maddow to task on her using the word teabagger so much. And she was one of the main people, at least on MSNBC, that was using it a lot. I don't think she uses it anymore. I'm sure now she's not, for sure. I think Lawrence O'Donnell still uses it, but I thought it was funny at first. Everybody thought it was funny at first. And then it's just like, okay, the joke gets old, right? It's like, all right, we get it. Anywho. So that got my attention. I might try to upload that clip that I saw. I can certainly put it in the chat room. And you can see the link to where I saw it at. But, I got this from, I forgot. But this is Fink. Comedy 101, Jon Stewart schools Rachel Maddow and MSNBC for taking teabagger jokes too far. That's right. I fully agree with that. I think the teabagger thing was a funny joke at first. I was even, like, I even did a video. You should check out my video. Mrs. PG has seen my teabagger video. Oh, I should, you know what? He was on, oh, damn. I was going to say I could have tried to get my man, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Antonio. Frank Deluxe, as I like to call him. Frankie D. I did a teabagger. I was all for teabagging jokes, and it just got really old. Like, believe me, folks, you know, Mrs. PG, you know me. I like my teabagging. I like all kinds of nasty stuff. But I don't keep saying the same gross joke over and over again, expecting the same results, you know. Anywho, I'm going to try to get that clip uploaded before the end of the show, just so you can hear it. But I put the link in the chat. So... what I was checking out. I know I got a call. I got a couple callers on the line. I'm going to get to them real quick here. I have to take care of some business, as it were. But I will field those calls momentarily. And I will also field your calls as well. If you, of course, you know, as long as you call in at 1-347-826-7667. It's your Disorderly Conduct show. Join me now. You can chop, you know, if you just want to chop it up in the chat room, that's fine too. But maybe we'll get your reactions to this teabagging joke. Do you think it's gone too far? Yes, no, maybe so. Tell me what you think. Can we just keep calling them teabaggers? Is it even relevant anymore? Is it? I think it's lost its irony, personally. But that's just me. So there you have it. Taking your calls when I get back. Stay tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. 347-826-7667. Thank you to Leo, girl from Detroit, Blue Sky, and Mrs. PG, holding it down here early on. I'm going to chop it up with you guys in a second. I'll be right back.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sitting spin. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kind of black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. conduct. The number, once again, 347-826-7667. And I was going in on Rachel Maddow there for a second, and which is funny because I wouldn't. I mean, I would let Rachel Maddow teabag me for sure. Wait, is that how it works? Am I the teabagger or the teabaggy? I always get it mixed up. Apparently, on my video, I did it wrong. I said I was teabagging him. He was really teabagging me, right? If I'm sucking on his balls, that means he's teabagging me, or I'm teabagging him. I feel like the person whose mouth it is the one that's doing it, that's doing something. So I feel that's the teabagger, but I guess it's the teabaggy. Anyways. Minor nuances, I'm sure, to most of you, but we try to get to the bottom of this here on the Disorderly Conduct program, which you can join me on at 347-826-7667. I apologize to the callers who were waiting earlier. I had to get situated here, and now I'm situated, and now they're gone, of course, which is all good. Maybe they'll come back at some point. That'd be great. Super duper. Because I don't want to, I mean, I could go on about Rachel Maddow, but I don't know how appealing that is to you folks, really, because there's much just sexier things going on than Rachel Maddow right now. Yeah, so anyways, taking your calls, 347-826-7667, 347-826-7667. If you're calling, remember, if you want to go live on the air, press 1, and we will, and that will notify me that you want to speak. Because we do have callers that from time to time just call in and just listen. And that's fine. I encourage that. I encourage listening mobily any way you can. It doesn't matter. But if you're calling in and you want to talk, press 1 and I will put you on the air. Anywho, so Rachel Maddow. Like, I was on Calla's show the other day, and I suggested to Calla that, okay, Blue Sky is asking me if my tongue is tied. Yeah, actually, you caught me, Blue Sky. I'm actually eating pussy while I'm doing my radio show. It's tough, I know, but I found a way to do it. I've managed to. If for the people that have got the Insider Extreme, the people on the platinum viewers, listeners who got the webcam, they know what I'm talking about. it's going down in the webcam chat room. Wish you guys could be there. It's fine. Become a premium member, and you'll get exclusive Insider Extreme viewing pleasure there for you. Check it out. Anyway, so getting back to Rachel Maddow. So, what was I talking about, Rachel Maddow? So, yes, Jon Stewart schooled Rachel Maddow, and this dude got a nice clip of it. I posted it in the chat room, and he was just basically taking her to task, saying, all right, enough with the teabaggers already. Because, quite frankly, it is a derogatory term. I think it is. And I mean, I thought it was funny at first as a joke, but to continuously call them teabaggers, because, like, you know, at some point somebody had to explain to their mom, you know, that why do they keep calling teabaggers? I thought they were tea partiers. What does teabagging mean? You know, so many people had to have that conversation with their parents, I bet, or with somebody they knew. Somebody out there, the populace at large, don't all know what tea. We're not. I can't believe that everybody all knows what teabagging means. Blue Sky says, I must be watching porn while talking. No, Blue Sky, I'm making porn while talking. Close. Actually, technically, you're right, because I am watching myself in the monitor. So, technically, you're right. I am watching porn while talking. I take that back. And I take your calls at 347-826-7667. Call in. Once you call in, make sure to press 1 on your key touchtone. Remember to press 1 if you want to go live with me here on Disorderly Conduct. We don't have to talk about Rachel Maddow. In fact, I would love to change the subject away from Rachel Maddow. How about we turn our attention to, what about Barack Obama? Are you folks sick of Barack Obama? I don't know. Caller, you're live on the air. Yes, you have your hand up. The 323. What's up? Who's this?
This is Frank, big dog. What's up?
Oh, no. Speaking of teabagging. How did you know I was talking
knew
about
you
that?
Wanted me, I knew you wanted me to call in, man, and talk. But I just wanted to listen today. What's up? What's going on?
Nothing, man. I'm fucking just vamping here. I had some other people on the line, but I had some technical difficulties. So now I'm stuck with you.
Oh, man, and you know what's going to happen when I'm on the line.
you came just in time, because I was going to change. I was, like, tired of talking to Rachel about Rachel Maddow, and I was, like, going to turn it to Barack Obama. And just in time, we have our Barack Obama, a resident Barack Obama historian, who can give us an update, a live report on Barack Obama and where he is. He's
Man,
still
you know
in.
I hate Obama.
Where is he at right now?
Probably giving a blowjob on a basketball court or something like that. Nah, you know I don't want to talk about Obama right now. But isn't he on a vacation or something? Or has he gotten back yet?
He's at the G20. The G20 apparently meets like every month now.
Seriously, I thought it was like a yearly event.
He was out there for the G20 again. They just had a G20. They had a G20 in Pittsburgh, and then they turned around and had it in Toronto, and then they just had one again. And it's just like they
you
just,
know what this means.
I'm going to be honest.
I've been really out of the loop on news. You know, I've been working trying to finish this book, but to be honest, if you know, I can still put two and two together, man. If they really are having this many G20 events, then I mean, you know what that means, that they're trying to really push their agenda and bring the world government to the forefront and let the people know that this is what's going to be their governing body now. You know, it's real clear. They want people to start to just, you know, be in the back of their minds, okay, all the world governments, the top world governments are meeting together and probably pushing policy. That's probably what they're going to start admitting in the news. Okay, they ramped this together, and, you know, we're going to just go ahead and follow that because, you know, all these great minds and, you know, big economies are together. So, you know, real simple stuff, man. Bunch of crap.
Yeah. Yeah, same old story.
Same old story. But what's going on, big dog? I'm more interested in the sexual stuff. What's up?
Oh, well, I have a. Let me tell you, Frankie D. I don't know what you want to go by here on the show, but I can tell you. I can do you a Frankie Deluxe right here. If you're looking for a deluxe special, I got a chat room. It's just all women. It's all ladies for you.
Oh,
except for Leo. Leo's a dude. But Leo can probably give you the inside skinny on all these broads in here. I got Blue Sky. I got Girl from Detroit. I got Mrs. PG. And I had a few other folks. I don't know where they went, but Leo's in there. And, yeah, so they're just basically they're basically creaming their panties for you right now.
Let me put on the deep voice. How are you doing,
yeah,
lady?
It's time, to put on the musky charm.
I'm joining you live. The Deuce, the team, the duo, Frank Deluxe, and Vince the Destroyer. Or should I call you Vlad the Impaler? We're here to put it down.
I like Destroyer better, actually.
Uh-oh.
It's pretty simple, basic, understood. Just
back
Destroyer,
off,
or Slayer of Demons.
Back off of it, ladies. He's mine. Oh, boy.
That's right. I haven't had a waxing in a while.
We can make
that. Come back down to beach and work out with you. Pump some iron again.
I'm on my way to Santa Brenda immediately. So what's up, buddy? What's on the agenda, man? You know I'm really out of the loop on politics, but I could probably...
Did you pay attention to the... You know, we had elections. Did you vote?
What? An election? No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't vote. You know, I only vote for Ron Paul, man. Shoot.
Well, Rand Paul won.
Of course, and they hate him. And didn't Meg Whitman become like governor of California or something like that? Or
nope.
As missing
no, 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 no. She tried. She tried. She
Who
got
won?
Close.
Who got it?
But Professor Moonbeam.
Professor Moonbeam.
What's his name? Jerry Brown. Wow, man, you really have been not... seriously, do you have
man,
the internet?
Yeah, I have it, but I just don't even look at the news anymore, man.
Oh.
I'm just, you know, a little depressed. I'm just trying to... It feels good to not be a part of, you know, the movement right now, because I'm just,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's convoluted. And I just see, like, so many criminals trying to infiltrate just there, you know what I mean, in my face, just, you know... In punching range, man. What can you do?
Yeah, I see it too. We all do.
It's like They Live. That should be like the national movie right now, man. Ugh.
I don't think I've ever seen that flick.
What? Dude, it just makes so much sense. Just watch it. You know what I mean? It's like a big satire, you know what I mean, against... I don't know. I guess you would call it the just call it the New World Order, man, because it's the wide scope. You know what I mean? They're calling them. They use aliens as a metaphor for the people who support the agenda, the people who support the aristocracy, the banks, the you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Wars and stuff, and the subjugation of humanity. You know what I'm saying? And it was just such a great movie. It's excellent, man. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think that's where David Icke was trying to go, but he wasn't being frank with it about it when he first like got on the scene. Was like some of his crazy shit. Like you could say he's crazy, but at the same time, you could say that the people that he's accusing of being lizards or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they might as well, even if they aren't lizard people, they might as well be lizard people because they're
exactly.
so out of touch with reality and the common everyday individual that's just, you know, the working class, you know, the other 98%, you know?
Exactly. And I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but, you know, it's just like I'm Alex Jones all the way, and he broke it down the most poignantly. He said, you know, when David Icke started out and people didn't understand what he was talking about, his ufologist, he was like, this guy's, you know, throwing a turd in the punch bowl. He's saying some good stuff, you know what I mean, exposing the New World Order. Let's keep it real, not putting the aliens in here. And then, you know, in the future, he had him on, you know what I mean, they're kind of chummy, and he was basically breaking the science down of it, how perhaps you could even equate these guys to, you know, lizard-like people because they respond to their baser, like the brain activity of a psychopath, which is similar to a lizard, you know what I mean, or reptiles. They're, you know, more primitive creatures that are just predators, you know what I'm saying? And this is how these guys are. And so that's kind of, you could break it down like that's how, that could be useful in explaining it. But David Iger truly believes that these guys are, you know, aliens from another dimension, which is, you know.
Still? He still thinks that?
Come on now, of course he still. He never redacted that.
I thought he was like, okay, I'm not that crazy anymore.
No,
I'm not like. Really?
He's watering it down and trying to make it more intellectual to bring in a greater number of viewers. But
yeah,
he's still a goddamn super nut, man. I just came from Griffith's Observatory hiking up there, meetup.com group, and you know. I'm all up there at the top waiting for these guys to get here, and I hear somebody talking about, you know, it's the Illuminati, man. The world population, you know what I mean? World population reduction, man. Rockefeller, dude. And I'm like, I shake my head. But
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
I hate when the guy tells you something, he's telling everybody something that has a lot of warrantable, you know, good information, but he's destroying the way you're supposed to go about saying it. Oh, boy, and that's why I'm just kind of laying low right now, man, and watching what happens, man. We need something big to happen, man, before we can move forward.
Yeah, I think there's going to be, I think before Barack Obama's presidency's over, there's going to be some event that's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I'm not saying it would necessarily be the obvious event that everybody would think it would be.
Or waiting for it. Everybody knows.
Just like the stage has been set for that for a long time. So it could be something completely out of left field that everybody's just been thinking about that, and something else happens that just...
Boom. And I know me and you are thinking of the same thing that people are wondering, what are we thinking? But I don't even know if I want to say it, man. Sounds so Looney Tune, man, but for real, you guys just don't know. These guys
are
Looney Tunes in government, man. Sheesh. Let me get a drink.
So Damn Radio asks, VMAC asks, will the Raiders make the playoffs? You know what? At this point, VMAC, I would say the Raiders are going to make the playoffs.
Yes, they will.
I think they got some momentum. What they really need, though, is they need that dude, Jason Campbell, to, like, start to step up and be, like, a team leader now. Because, like, he's played 3 straight games, 3 solid wins. He's got to, like, be, like, step up his, you know, step it up even more now. But they could very easily become the old Raiders again.
Man, I couldn't believe it, how they're dominating this year, man. It's amazing. It's turning my eyes back on, you know what I mean? Tune myself back in because they kicking ass.
That's right.
You know, disappointed. You know who I'm disappointed in? The Heat, man.
Oh, I'm stoked on that.
What
you know, you're the only person that's disappointed. Everybody's stoked. I'm like, I don't know who I hate more now, Kobe or fucking LeBron.
Why would you hate LeBron, man? He made a mistake.
Because he stabbed his home state in the back.
In hindsight,
not even
in the back,
in the heart. He went on national TV
only in hindsight can you say
shot them down. No way, dude. He deserves, dude. I hope he he's jinxed. I hope he never wins a title.
Dude, come on now. I mean, and only in hindsight can everybody say he made a mistake. When he first announced it,
I would have told you before that it was a mistake. If he did, I was surprised he did it. I really was. I was like, it's stupid. He would have got as much, if not more money, to stay in Cleveland.
He'd have
the hometown, the home state. He'd be dedicated. So, you know, it's just like he can build his brand. He can be, you know, he's going to be the person that's the all-time great for Cleveland. You know, good for Cleveland.
What
the fuck is Cleveland at?
It would have took him 5 years, if ever, to get in a championship in Cleveland, man. And now, I mean, it's going to take us about 2 to 3 years now. We thought it was going to happen in one, but I guarantee within next year or the year after that, they're going to have a championship. I mean, this is a dream team. They're going to make it happen. I mean, sure, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, but...
No way, man. I don't want to see those guys do it. But right now, it's looking like the Celtics. Like maybe Shaq and Kobe go up against each other one last time.
And that's, what's the Celtics record right now?
5,000-0. I don't know, man. I don't keep track of that
Lakers.
Shit.
Same as Lakers. I think Lakers are 8-0 now. Come on now.
No, Lakers aren't 8-0. There's only one undefeated team.
What are you talking? The Lakers have been must have happened just recently because they were 7-0 last time I was checking.
It did. It happened tonight. Fucking Nuggets beat them.
The Nuggets? The hell? Yeah. They must have just. Kobe was sleeping and getting a massage and a blowjob, and everybody else was fucking.
No, that's the problem. He wasn't getting that. It's the one place he can't do it now.
Carmelo is still really underrated, man. I just don't like him, man. He just looks soft. He wet, though. Look like I could slap him and he'd just be like, he'd be mad. What the hell? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. He's good. He just needs more around him, something different around him. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but... I mean, he's got good people around him. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe he's thinking about New York.
And you know what else has been occupying me and keeping me from politics and any other sport, you know, to be too in-depth, is MMA and boxing, man. I mean, they've been really occupying my
mixed
time.
Mixed martial arts?
Addicted. Yeah, mixed martial arts, you know what I mean? Or for the layperson, UFC, you know, that's what they all, you know, when you say that, then they start going, okay, no, I know what you're talking about. And boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get enough of it, man. But nobody else seems to be that interested, so I'll just keep my opinions to myself.
No, it's fine. You can be my mixed martial arts correspondent.
Wait till you get my questions on it.
You know what? You know who's a karate? Who knows karate?
Who?
The guy that was running for governor of New York from the Rent Is Too Damn High party.
Oh, the black guy. That guy is awesome. I vote for him for president.
Hell fucking yeah. I wish there was... I was looking on my ballot for the Rent Is Too Damn High party. I was like, sign me up.
Damn,
register me in that. I want that. I want to be in that party.
You know, that's
that
really
sounds
been
like a party.
Issue. That's really been an issue, man. The rent is continuously going up. It's not stepping. It's not going slower or going down, man. And people are steadily losing their jobs. I mean, everywhere I'm going, people are, you know, these were originally middle class, you know, whoever, and they're talking about, you know, I'm just desperately looking for work, you know, in this field, that field. Been out of work for a year, finally just started getting some work and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, man, that sounds like hell on earth. And, I mean, I know, I'm guessing you're still burning your inherited money or whatever, but this just sounds like national death right here, man. You're losing money. You're losing jobs. You know, unemployment's just exploding and rent is still going up. That sounds like revolutionary stuff like that.
Dude, it's coming to a slow boil right now. That's what the thing is. It's like, you know how they talk about you can boil a live frog by just like slowly inching up the heat. That's what's happening, I think.
But it's not
instead
slowly
of letting,
inching up.
Instead of letting the whole thing the whole thing just crush and collapse on itself, they're just doing like a you know, a steady, slow simmer.
That's not it, man. Yeah, that's not it. They are actually, this is what's throwing me off. They're setting us on fire, homie. And we're not even screaming. That's what's making me real weirded out. That's why I'm kind of just sitting back wondering what's going on. The pot is boiling, and we're like, they just threw us in, boom. And we're like, some people are screaming and yelling, and you know what I mean? Dude, you're on fire, goddamn, get out! But everybody's just sitting back and contemplating and thinking, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? You guys should be, you know, up in arms. I thought that we were all, you know, arming up, but they got their guns and hit them and just sat down in a chair, and, you know, the ninjas is busting through the windows, man, and I'm like, dude, we should have been there. We should have had a revolution a while ago. There should have been riots in the street from, you know, poverty a while ago. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on with the FEMA camps? I heard Alex Jones and what's his name? Jesse the Body Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
Ace Ventura, Ace Jesse the Body Ventura. did you hear about them?
I guess he's his new show, Conspiracy Theory. He might have had a episode exposing the FEMA camps, but you know me, I don't watch TV, and I've seen enough.
You're beyond that. It's all
basically.
That's been exposed for years.
You can, yeah. I mean, I'm like goddamn old school, man, and. Yeah, old school, FEMA camps is old news. And didn't Alex Jones just go out to this, he went and visited some northern state where there was like a guy who was like wanted for multiple felonies, you know, extra national foreigner, you know what I mean, who was manning a FEMA camp and, you know, organizing the town to, you know, start doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's just out of control, man. And it's not even being picked up. Nobody's paying attention to it. It's, you know, that is like slow amping up. But all around the board, crazy stuff is going on. You know what I mean? We're still debating whether or not we should have marijuana legalized. And all this crazy shit.
Actually, you know what? You know what? I was very close to voting no.
I know. I mean, we gotta feed our kids, homie. I'm trying to sell that weed. And I don't want y'all to be able to sell it too.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's still like, I kind of like it the way things are right now. Like, I just say, like, just don't enforce the laws on the books. Just don't, because once you start saying, okay, we're gonna legalize it, we're gonna tax it, and blah 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 blah, then it just starts. Then that's when it just starts going downhill. Becomes. You know, because right now it's just independent people doing it on their own. They have hardly any regulation whatsoever. They're paying taxes, though. That's the thing that gets lost in all this. Is people like vote for something. Like in San Jose, they had a local bill that or a proposition or whatever the fuck they could measure, whatever it's called. It was Measure U that was imposing a 10% tax on any cannabis sales for any business that has anything to do with cannabis at all. And it was, this is on top of the 10% they're already paying to California in sales tax. Like these dispensaries, people think that they don't pay taxes already. They're already paying sales tax and property taxes and whatever else, you know, business licenses and whatever, you know, the whole nine. And so people just like will say, oh, hey, yeah, I'll agree to, yeah, they should pay taxes like everybody else. But they don't tell you that. It's like, no, this is like they want to impose a new additional tax. Like they're gonna tax them just because they're a cannabis organization. So here's an extra 10% on top of the 10% you're already paying, you know. And these things are worded so vaguely. That's the thing with Prop 19. It was worded very vaguely. It left everything up to the individual the individual municipalities, and which is kind of how it is now. But it just and it coincided with it, this. It happened to. I mean, I'd be interested to see what other municipalities in California had a similar measure like Measure U in San Jose. I would be surprised to see what that figure is and how many of them passed, because it passed here. You know, everybody's just and the thing is, you get stoners who are like, they're voting yes on Mitch. They go, oh yeah, yes on 19, yes, you know, okay, cool, anything, you know, pot, yeah, free pot, all right, cool, yeah, yes. And then they say Measure U, marijuana. Oh, marijuana, yeah, totally, yes, yes. And it's just like, no, dude, no.
Shit, man. I just want to find one extremely informed or influential individual who will disagree with me when I start explaining, you know, the facts about marijuana. I mean, because once you bring up the moral issue, you can only find supporters of it who are selfish and want gain for themselves, supporters of, you know, keeping it illegal. Because once you, I mean, think about it, from the beginning to the end, marijuana is completely safe and has, I mean, it's just morally, whatever other, you know, way you want to put it, it should be just, you know, mandatory actually to grow. I mean, it actually used to be, didn't it? I mean, first off, our first two presidents, well, George Washington and then the third president, Jefferson, they both grew it, didn't they? You know what I mean? It was mandatory not only to have a gun, but to grow hemp back in the 1700s because it was a food crop, a clothing crop. I mean, we all know about these little factoids, but you know what I mean? When you look at it like that, how the hell did it end up getting made illegal? And you start to, you know, comprehend, okay, yeah, these are criminal interests who wanted to profit off of, you know, cornering their own little market. You know what I mean? Their corporate interests, they want to have their own clothing. They want to profit off cotton instead of hemp. They don't want the private individual to make a profit. You know what I mean? They all across the board. And today, when you look at the moral issue of it, all those people in prison who are, you know, in prison for marijuana usage or, and, you know, marijuana crimes, they all have to come out, wouldn't they? But they're not going to come out. So it's a big moral issue, a big issue that's just not going to be addressed. It's all bad, man. It's all bad.
Hmm.
Which depresses me, man. That's why I haven't been too big in politics. Everything is just depressing when you have the facts.
Leo's talking about ninjas. What about ninjas? Ninjas,
what about
ninjas will totally save us.
Hey, I mean, Fight Club, baby.
They're just gonna,
we start organizing,
yeah,
like true ninjas and fucking shit up.
Exactly.
Hey, man, I've been joining every Fight Club group on Facebook. I'm worried for somebody to start saying some crazy shit. I'm on it. I'll be the first to go to prison. My big ass in flooding ninja pants. They'd be like, man, we know it was your big ass. You're going to jail immediately. I'm in a chair because we done set the fucking prime minister on fire. We done fucking throwing bricks at Bush's head. Fuck it. This nigga wake up. I'm in the bed just tearing fucking, what's his wife's name? Tearing Bush's wife up.
Laura?
You already know. Laura. Just piping her ass down. Nigga.
Yeah.
Well, you know my ass is pretty. They gonna identify me from my ass when I'm trying to run out the window. Shit. Love me some ninjas.
Yeah, thanks for putting that image. Now I'm thinking of Laura Bush bent over with Frank Deluxe drilling her from behind. Yeah.
Imagine my old face like Shaq.
Dude, we should do a spin-off porn, and you can play Shaq, and we get somebody to play her.
And you know Lexington Steele's old face, that famous characteristic old face would be like that.
Lexington Steele? What?
Yeah, Google it. Google his old face. Good stuff is famous. He's like,
Lexington Steele.
With an E at the end.
Oh, yeah. Lexington Steele, of course.
Put old face. Everybody do this at home.
I've probably seen him. I don't know.
Come on now, he's the most famous black porn actor.
Really? I don't know. I don't watch a lot. I watch I don't know, might have seen him. I don't know. I don't recognize him, actually. I usually don't watch a lot of black cock in my porn.
Oh, you fucker.
I'm actually a racist. When it comes to pornography, I'm racist.
Me too.
I'm totally racist.
I cannot look a little white, you know, penis. I mean, some of them are big. You know what I mean? I'm just has to be true to reality. You know what I mean? I have to imagine.
It's
got to
be like, it's like it's as if it's your cock.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, penetrating these chicks.
Penetrating an overweight, hairy, fat bush. No. That's disgusting. That's one of the
That's a great topic for a show. Are you porn racist? Like, have a whole show on just porn racist. Or maybe some people are like, no, actually, I prefer to watch porn where it's a different race. You know, that would be interesting. Because you know those people are out there.
Hey, man, dude, okay, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out in the air. You know, expose me, goddamn. I am a porn junkie. I even just, you know, researched the shit, basically. You know how my mind is. And I just found some of the just foulest shit, man. And it's like the nastiest what I found out existed. I mean, it's horrible stuff. But bush porn. First off, it was a guy I was working with. He was like, dude, I love hairy pussy. I'm like, what? Man, stop talking to me. I stopped talking to his ass. But eventually I ran into some, you know, hairy. I'm like, man, this means that there's a big market for this, for it to be, you know, on websites. And, you know, just frightening. And it's usually a fat chick, man. No offense to my fat ladies, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, jeez Louise. Come on.
Blue Sky 69 says she's not a porn racist.
I mean, it's a she, though.
Yeah, it's a she, though. So it's different for guys.
Because we have these... The appendage and then the accompanying tools force us to have this dominance,
because for chicks, it's like it's all pink inside. It's the same shit, right?
Exactly. What are they doing, scissoring each other? You know, I hate lesbian porn. I'm just like, that's just so unfair.
Are you kidding me? I love lesbian. So that's like all I watch. Like I'll watch straight porn just to like mix things up, but I usually watch like girls on girl or girl solo stuff.
You know, I don't like solo stuff. It's just boring powder puff stuff. You know what I mean? And lesbian stuff just infuriates me. Just you bastards, you'd know that there's 100,000 motherfuckers just dying to stroke one of you. And you gonna stroke each other. That's just ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Because you know what? There's twice as many that are gonna stroke themselves while they stroke each other. Like me.
Oh boy.
And what do you know? I'm stroking myself now. I want to thank AmoNate28, BlueSky69.
Common high five, sticky high five.
Yeah. Oops, our high five. We stuck together on the high five there.
I have chlamydia now.
Oh, good times, good times. Join us, won't you, ladies? The number is 347-826-7667. Blue Sky is saying OMG, I think, to our sticky high five. I think it kind of grossed her out.
Yeah, with the greatest duo on the radio, period.
Yeah. Amy's in the chat room. Hey, Amy, you should call in, Amy, and say hi to Frankie D. I got Frankie Deluxe exclusive here on Disorderly Conduct on Blog Talk Radio. Blue Sky says, OMG, Vince, go get a woman, for God's sakes. well, call in then. She's, oh, yes, you're right, I'm stroking. Why, are you worried that I'm not going to climax? Don't worry, I'll climax. I actually have climaxed 4 times already during the show today, the last hour. All during my interview with Frank Deluxe, of course.
You hear that, ladies? You can never please him the way I do. I'm imagining my tongue inside your ear right now. Now let me stop before you lose your female bass, man.
Actually, we've gained a female bass since we started talking about sex.
So what? Women are going to admit now that they're more perverted than us?
Yeah, some of them are pretty perverted.
What's the catch? There has to be a catch with women, man.
The catch is they're perverted on the radio, but you can't touch them.
Exactly.
That's the catch. You can't actually catch them. That's the catch.
While I'm talking to you, I've been texted by the same woman who is just, you know, I'm not even going to say it, man. Let's just say that she's being difficult. The story of my life.
Is this an exclusive female companion friend, or is this just just what's going on here?
I'm like, look, either you join my harem or get the hell out of my face.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, you know, trying to pump myself up because she's really annoying and crazy and insane. But she has, you know, I'm a butt man. And she's like a small petite chick with a big butt. And I'm just like, I'll keep playing your game only for so long because you're so annoying. It's just, you know, I'm very easy to please, but when you play games and tease, I can start throwing my knees. I'm trying to make it rhyme. But the point is, I hate games, you know? What's your experience with women, man? This
They're asking about you in the chat room. No, he's not. I'm answering Blue Sky here. I can't do 2 things at once, dude. I mean, 3 things at once.
I'm not what? They're asking am I what?
Oh, you're not in the chat room. You're not in the chat room.
No.
This is Frankie Deluxe. This is a exclusive interview here we have with Frankie D. He's my guest here on Disorderly Conduct. Ladies, if you want to call in and share your wildest fantasies with Frankie D. and myself, please feel free to do so. The number is 347-826-7667. We're taking your calls. We're here for you, ladies. Seriously. Let's get down to business. We got VMAC holding us down as well. Big ups to VMAC. And we're going to take a little break here and listen to some VMAC, shall we? And entice the ladies. We're going to butter up the ladies with some VMAC, with this VMAC track here. This is called Close to You. Ladies, if you want to get close to us, the number is 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
You are listening to a Track Bangus production.
Track Bangus. Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Mr. Baymax here with you. Also joined by Frank Deluxe. We're going into the second hour here, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Floating the question. I don't know if Amy heard this question, but Amy, we were talking about whether you consider yourself a porn racist. And both Frankie and I admitted that we are porn racists. And speaking of porn racists, or just porn in general, I want to say Blue Sky suggested I change the show name to Sex with Vince in the Bay. And I think that's I'm tempted to use that title because everything comes back to sex for some reason. I don't know why. But, Ronnie Rucker. In the building. Good to see Ronnie here. Ronnie, the question is, are you a porn racist? And I said that I am a porn racist. I only like to watch porn where the guy is, if there's a guy involved, he's a white dude. I mean, I'll do black sometimes if they're like light-skinned and I don't get to see them, really. But like the big like Tootsie Roll chocolate thing, no. Welcome, Ronnie. Good to have you here. A porn racist. Like I don't like to watch, like I'll watch a porn with a black chick in it. Like if it's a white dude doing a black chick, I'll totally watch that. Like I'll watch two black chicks go at it. I'll watch a black chick go at it with whatever, an Asian chick, doesn't matter. Very rarely will I be into seeing a black guy like tear up an Asian chick. Like that would be scary, actually. I don't know, Frank. Have you ever dated like a really small, tiny Asian chick?
Fantasy, yeah. I mean, but I just can't seem to get any. They're scared of me or something, as they should be.
Yeah, because they think you're going to destroy them.
And it's true.
They're like, no, he'll break me in two.
You know, I prefer white women and Asian. I mean, Asian over all, but I've never been able to seal the deal with one. So usually with the white women, I mean, it's just, you know, devastation. It's like Chernobyl. But I mean, I can only imagine. Yeah.
Well, Ronnie says he's down with the diversity. So, Ronnie, you're okay with watching porn where, like, say, I don't know, what's this guy that you were talking about, this famous black dude? Lexington Steele. So you might be, Ronnie, you might be familiar with Lexington Steele's work. Google's got to update their porn Googling. Like, there's got to be somebody that takes over Google Porn or starts Google Porn or just.
You've never heard of images? Just type in, go to Google.
No, I know images, dude. I know images, but if I'm looking for.
Safe search is soft ass. You got safe search on, is what's happening.
Are you trying to tell me that I don't know how to work? Google.
You're basically into
I worked there for 2 years, dude. I know how to Google something.
You're basically into soft core, my friend.
No. Google is supposed to be smart, and it can, and it is smart. And if I start Googling for video images, like for videos of a particular porn star, it's not aggregated in their video section. If I go into video, Google video, and like search for Julia Ann, I'll get YouTube selections of stuff of Julia Ann where she's at like a convention and somebody's like interviewing her on his handy cam or something, or you know, she's in an award ceremony, or it's like one of her scenes that it's the beginning of the scene where she's just acting in it and they cut it off before she gets naked, you know. It's like, it doesn't give me results for like YouPorn and Pornhub and Xvideos.
Google has become over the last couple months my porn source of choice, because all you gotta do is type it in, take off the safe search, I guess, because whenever I type in something, you know, dirty, it's like it knows. I guess maybe I'm just like a goddamn animal, so they like, we already know what you want, Frank Deluxe. Go ahead and, you know, put the porn on top of everything else. But no, I mean, actually, say I put in, you know, just whatever random porn, you know, thing or famous, you know, porn actor, there'll be, you know, they might be a few, you know, random names at the top, but then at the bottom, there'll be the porn ones. All you got to do, I'm guessing, is type in, I'm going to click in on the left bar, the longer videos, you know what I mean, 20 to whatever minutes. 20 minutes or longer, or the 15 minutes, because the shorter the clip, the more they're going to probably pull from YouTube. So you just click on the longer video that you want. Bam. Google is excellent for everything. I'm just sad that they took away the Google videos, you know, for all those great documentaries and stopped letting us upload, you know, all these rare, you know, intellectual, you know, stuff like that. But anyway, back to sex talk.
No, dude, I just went to Google and I just put in Julia Ann, and then I went to videos, and you're saying the duration long, 20, like
yeah. Click the long duration and you'll find the most ferocious porn that you have ever been witness to.
You know what they gotta do though? You know what the porn sites have that Google doesn't though?
What?
They like when you hover over the thumbnail, it doesn't scroll through the video.
I hate that. Yeah, Google doesn't do that. I mean, you know,
they're so behind. Porn is so ahead on that.
Yeah, man. Hey, what do you think about XXX Bunker? What a great site.
I have no idea. I'm going to find out. What is it again?
XXXBunker.com. And I mean...
XXXBunker. B-O-N-K-E-R?
B-U-N-K-E-R.
B-U-N-K-E-R.
Bunker.com. They have such a great, diverse collection.
XXXBunker.
They have like all of the, they have compilations of everything. They pull from massive sites, the biggest sites, and they have just such a diverse collection. And I mean, I personally, I've been, you know, liking what you hate. You know what I mean? Like amateur blacks with Asians. You know what I mean? And just monstrous. Just like crime. You know what I mean? It's like amazing.
Oh wow, this is a great site.
Yeah, I told you.
But as far as the thumbnails go, this is perfect.
I mean, their thumbnails are far beyond.
Oh, damn, this chick's got a rack. Holy moly, Simply Simone is simply humongous.
Their thumbnails are far inferior.
Hey, there's some chick on here getting filled up by a dude that looks like you.
See,
I can take it in the thumbnail. Like I'm okay watching it in the thumbnails, but I'm not going to click on that. I'm sorry. Ooh, Wifey's World. That's what I'm talking about. Like POV. POV is good.
POV's... I love wife porn. Sorry, ladies. I also love like interracial wife porn. You know what I mean? Or interracial, you know, blacks with whites. But for some reason lately, even though I love blacks with Asians, I've become bitter. So I've stopped liking that as much, you know, because I'm not getting any. But I just love amateur stuff. Because I'm tired of the just excellent video quality and the acting that you can just clearly tell is acting. And even knowing, you know, all these poor guys, and like, man, I know this guy. Man, I've met this guy in real life and stuff. Actually, I have met my favorite porn actor. I've met him in real life, but he's actually Cuban. Ramon.
Amy just finally chimed in the chat. Amy, basically, we started off talking about the New World Order, and then we moved into porn. We're talking about porn now. Frank Deluxe, my guest tonight, he turned me onto this great website, XXXBunker.com, which I linked in the chat room. So if you want to check it out there, Amy. Amy's my producer. Amy, if you want to call in at any point and check in, that would be great. Because you are my producer, and it's important that we touch base, I think. Anyways, anybody else wants to touch base, the number is 347-826-7667. And the topic now, XXXBunker.com, which hopefully can be a sponsor someday. That'd be great.
Hey, man, I was just about to ask that when I was listening to the music. I'm like, I've never heard a sponsor on this thing. Do they even have sponsors on this website, Blog Talk Radio?
Well, first of all, the thing now, you got to pay for it. Like the shit that I have, like if I tried to get it new right now, I'd have to pay for it. But on top of that, they do ads on the site. You don't hear them on the phone or on the shows, but you get them popped if you listen to other people's shows. They have pop-ups and stuff. So there's definitely some advertising revenue going on, but how much, who knows? I think ETR is probably floating on some venture capital that's, who knows how far.
Hey, I mean, didn't Blog Talk Radio used to be like majority black when it first started? I'm sure with this.
Really? I believe it because there's a huge black presence on VTR.
I mean,
huge.
Once they charge, if they start charging people with it, I'm sure they just drop the numbers.
Yeah, no, the people that have the old the old accounts that have been around, they're still around. And look, it's a lady. It's Amy. Hey, Amy.
Hey, what's up?
My pee-pee now that you're here. Amy, welcome to the program. My producer, Amy. My guest tonight is Frank Deluxe. Amy, meet Frank Deluxe.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Nice to meet you.
She's not impressed by anybody, really. So Amy, are you a porn racist, do you think?
No, not at all.
No.
Mm-mm.
Do you judge me because I admit that I am one?
No, I don't judge. You can do whatever you want then.
Yeah, totally.
I think you'll be hard.
Okay,
pressed.
Go ahead.
Well, this is I make love to Frank Deluxe all the time. So obviously I'm not a real life sexual racist. I'm just a porn racist. That's it.
Well, like, what's the extent of it?
The extent of it?
Only he can penetrate me, because if I penetrate him...
Well, I think, like, when I... Like for example, I'm on XXXBunker.com right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's got to be, what, 8 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 40 little thumbnails here of just random first page porn. There's more than that. It's got to be 50 of them. And it's a good cross section. Looks like there's women on women, women only, dudes and chicks, chicks and chicks, chicks and chicks and chicks, dudes and a chick. And you know, there's a good variety, and there's also colors and flavors and assortments. I see white people, I see black people, I see Asian people, I see Hispanics, I see a good cross section of that too. I see a good portion of it mixed up too, as
mm-hmm.
well. So, I'd say a good solid cross section of what porn. No guy on guy stuff though. That's visible though. Thank God.
Thank the Lord.
I have a different sense of that, obviously.
I stopped going to White DB because they started having a bunch of features of, you know, porn like me and you, and I'm just, you know, I get so embarrassed when I see, you know, you just pulling my hair and just, you know, it's ridiculous.
So when I'm looking across these 50 thumbnails here, basically what I'm seeing, what I gravitate to is, like, naturally it's like wifey's world, where it's just like, it's like a hot mom with big tits, blondie, where else tattooed Latina, totally over there checking that out. But then there's like Isis love angel, and she's getting, it's like this Latin chick just getting nailed by a guy that looks exactly like our guest tonight, Frank Deluxe, who if you know who the hip hop rapper Casual is, that's what he kind of looks like. Frank Deluxe, like Frank Deluxe could be like a stunt double for Casual, I think.
Well, I don't think that makes you like racist.
So this
or whatever about it. I just think that everybody likes what they like. You know.
Yeah. Like yeah yeah. Like, this girl looks like she's enjoying Casual / Frank Deluxe looking dude's cock going in and out of her. I don't deny that he's supplying the goods. He definitely has got something going on there. But I love the thumbnail thing. Why is Google not doing this? Like, how do they not have capacity for that?
I mean, they should have like 8 thumbnails. I mean, because they have the new instant type thing. You know what I mean? They're just throwing stuff at you. And there's a lot of great porn sites that have like multiple thumbnails, not just 3. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see why Google isn't doing it as well. But maybe just because they have basically the extreme super database, really. I mean, Google is YouTube.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's.
Oh my God, dude! This site is amazing.
I told you.
This is amazing. I gotta have you on the show more often, dude.
I am a porn.
Wait,
we gotta discover. We gotta still discover more of this stuff together. This is unbelievable. This is a great site. This site destroys all the other porn sites I've been on. I haven't seen the quality yet, though.
No, I mean, I got some other
XXXBunker.com. Here, I'll paste it back in the chat again.
Okay, cool.
I've got some other stuff
XXXBunker.
For you. I mean, whatever your taste, they have it in abundance. I mean, just type in your keywords.
Yeah, typical pop-ups, though. Thanks.
Specificity, too.
Thanks, but no thanks. The hidden pop-ups.
What? They have hidden pop-ups? I don't know. I have Firefox and Google
Chrome. XXXBunker just did.
I have Firefox and Google Chrome and amazing pop-up defenses on my computer, so I really don't have any issues.
Oh, but this is – I talk about a pop-up, though. I am pitching a tent right now. I just found a gold mine. Like, I searched Julia Ann, and I think I found every single clip of Julia Ann ever and a bunch that I've never seen.
You know what's great if you type in you know what? Google has a lot of great sites, a lot of great porn that you click it and it leads you to the XXXBunker, and you're like, you can't type that key phrase into XXXBunker and get it. So it's like hidden stuff. That's why Google, I really like, as a backup, I always use Google. So I don't know why you're having trouble with it.
I don't know. I can say that I'm all about the dudes and everything, but, like, when I'm watching porn, like, girls do it better for me. I don't know why.
So you're a sexist porn. You're a porn sexist.
I knew we would find bigotry. I knew it.
See? She's a porn sexist. I guess I'm a porn sexist, too, by definition, in a way.
Exactly.
Because I don't like seeing two dudes go at it, so I'm pornophobic. I'm pornophobic too.
No,
that's right.
You're not pornophobic. That's not the word. No.
Whatever the word is.
Pornoholics. Well, we are pornoholics, but we are homo-pornphobic.
Homo-pornphobic. Yeah, exactly. If homo-porn is what I'm homophobic is. You're right.
Well. Let's get a new term. Hold on. Male, hetero male. Oh, shit. You get the point. We'll have a little conference and develop a term for this that won't get us, you know, heat. Any other questions in the chat room? What's up?
Well, we have Amy in the chat room. We have Blue Sky and VMAC and Girl from Detroit. And Blue Sky's called in before. I've heard from her for a while. Girl from Detroit has called a couple of times, I think. So if either of those ladies want to join us, or VMAC, if you want to join us, we got a half an hour to go here. The fun is just beginning. I'm building up my queue here on XXXBunker.com. It's an amazing discovery that I've come across here.
Wait till you discover WankDB. If you're like a boob man, I am not a boob man. I'm an ass man all day.
I'm a huge boob man. What is it?
If you like boobs, WankDB.com.
Wank, DB?
Mm-hmm. WankDatabase.com, but just WankDB.com, and they should immediately pop up in very large quality.
Interesting.
I'm not impressed. Also, I'm sure you heard of the website, the specific website, Big Tits Round Asses. But, you know, I'm just bored of that. I mean, it's just,
yeah, but that's a pay site, isn't it?
I mean, they're trailers, you know. This is trailers all day, maybe, and torrents.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what you're going to like? They recently put just one of my favorite chicks, you know what I mean? What's her name? Gemini, or is it Destiny? Go to Google, type in Monsters of Cock.
Oh, my.
Destiny. Yeah, we're monsters out here, baby. I mean, Ramon is my favorite porn actor of all time. Cuban guy. He's not even a black cock, so I guess I'm not even that much of a cock racist. His cock is just like a goddamn. It's harder to try because it's like different. I watched it so much. I know how he's feeling. I know his emotions. But the way it's like, I'm like, oh, he doesn't like her that much. Well, she's in big trouble. You know what I mean? And they call it monster for a reason, man. He's a beast. But he's not like gross monster. It's not like a. There's at least one guy's monster cock, which, you know, they just take off the S, and these guys are like freaks. No, I think it's called freaks of cock, yeah. And there he is, you know, this is a circus rape, basically. Might as well be raping them hippopotamus. Jesus. These guys are.
Yeah. Tracy's just showed up in the chat room. Tracy, glad you could join us. Just to get you up to date, it's Vince in the Bay here with you, of course, with my guest for this evening / morning has been Frank Deluxe. We're taking your calls. We also have Amy on the line. If you want to jump in here, honey, we got plenty of room. You know the number. It's right at the top of the page. If, wow, Lexington Steel. No relation to Remington, I take it.
Not at all, but he actually,
he's still alive. His cock
is
still.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What?
He's saying he actually is what?
Oh, Lexington Steel is actually an engineer. He was a very successful, I think, electrical engineer. He, you know, big in construction. I mean, the guy's a genius. But he actually decided that he wanted to pursue porn. So he came out and became the greatest porn star of all time, winning.
You know what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. He probably picked it up during that trade when he was doing electrical engineering, like just like showing up at chicks' houses and like banging chicks.
No. He's like,
this is almost like a porn scene. He's like, oh, that's a great idea.
He's actually no. He's black, but don't knock him. He's actually one of those rare blacks who are just extremely brilliant and very prominent in their field. He's not a plumber. You know what I mean? Real life, you know, working for large companies in large projects, you know what I mean, that are very important and instrumental to the infrastructure, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, multi-talented guy, owns, you know, and with his intellectual abilities, he went ahead and founded, you know, his own porn empire, basically.
Hmm.
And he has just a massive, you know, Wang. I'm very proud of this black man here. I'd vote for him. I forgot you were there.
Yes, there is a lady present.
Wang dressed up in a suit giving a speech. It's that big.
Call it Jose. That thing's like a kickstand. Yeah, penis size, 11 inches. His penis is 11 inches. That's insane.
I'm looking at a chick bent over with a banana in her crotch and a pencil up her ass.
Jesus.
Ooh, that sounds dangerous.
That sounds
crazy. Yeah.
That sounds actually very unhealthy. Like, there's lead in there that could get stuck up in your ass.
No, they don't put lead in pencils anymore.
That's like a war crime. Still. It's like, am I being raped?
Okay, well, not well. Whatever they're putting it in it now, plus splinters.
It's Pee-wee Herman on the scene.
I learned that the hard way. Literally.
You're not gonna.
Thank you. Very nice.
Hey, but speaking of controversial porn topics. Did you guys hear about Pee Wee Herman and the guy who played the principal on Ferris Bueller's Day Off? They were both together working on, they were like, you know, collaborating, you could say, on child porn.
Oh, really?
He looks like a freaking little child rapist, the guy from the principal. I mean, he's in jail right now. who else was with him? I mean, just monster perverts. It's just, I just support the death penalty for something like that. I'm not even for capital punishment, but when you're talking about raping little kids, little boys, that just really does something to me and just makes me want to just, you know, personally, just give me a fork and a butter knife and I'm going to solve this crime. You know what I mean? I'll be working on this guy for 3 days.
A fork and a butter knife.
Oh, I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give him back the pain that he gave. You know what I mean? I'm like Dexter.
Tracy's really impressed with the 11 inches. She's saying, "Remember Johnny Wade?" Never heard of Johnny Wade.
That was Johnny Wade.
Johnny Wade. I know Dwayne Wade. He probably has a large cock.
Maybe. Not all black guys have large cocks. You know what I mean?
No. Been
exposed.
That's true.
Been exposed. I mean. Oh, what's that old 1970s guy, white guy with the massive cock? And you know what really threw me off about it is the 1970s porn. You had the biggest cock and you'd be just going crazy on it, and the women would just be all, you know, like it was regular. And some of them wouldn't even make a noise. They wouldn't even make a face. And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, they just like yawn.
I'm like, gee, Louise, he is giving it to you, honey. That would turn me off. What's his name? White guy. Johnny something. John Holmes. Bam.
John Holmes, yeah. He lived like where I'm from. He's from where I'm from.
Where's he from?
A small town called Pataskala in Ohio.
That was a trick question. You shouldn't have told me. I'm on my way.
Either that or Edna or whatever, but he went to the same high school. I know that. So he was from that area, either Pataskala or Edna or Cartersville or something. Mm. One of those three.
Yeah, he used to put it down. You know what I mean? Again, I'm breaking barriers. I guess I'm truly not a cock racist because I watch his stuff, and his stuff is very impressive. But because he always gets these young, very good-looking women, you know what I mean, but old 1970s style. Just giving it to them, you know what I mean? And they just, even the younger ones would just be just taken and like, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not a realistic thing in my book, you know what I mean? I can't do that and not
right.
Get a reaction. I mean, maybe it was, I don't know, what's the issue? What's the difference?
Blue Sky says she likes Jenna Jameson.
Constantine says you like women.
Oh, Constantine, stick around. Blue Sky likes everything, I think, pretty much.
She's with you, baby.
Oh, yes, she
does. Can
you
believe me if I said I've never seen Jenna Jameson porn?
You've
never?
Oh,
dude, I've seen so much Jenna Jameson porn.
Yeah.
Most of her vivid stuff. She had a good little golden years there, but I don't know what she's doing now. Is she still doing porn?
I can't
even remember.
After she had kids, she said she was going to stop.
Because she's married to Tito Ortiz, an MMA fighter. So, I mean,
yeah, but I thought that they that she was still doing her own porn, but just doing girl, and then when she was doing boy, it was with him.
Yeah, she was doing it with her own husband after they got married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's a pansy, so of course he probably was crying about it.
Don't do it, honey.
Oh, and on cue, right when we get started talking about just totally nasty stuff, Melinda N. joins the chat room. Melinda N. is out. Guess what? Hey, Melinda N. Melinda, have you heard about Michelle Obama? Melinda, that's the first thing she says every time she comes in the room. Check this out. Check out this lake. You got to look at Michelle Obama. Look at really close, though. You really got to look at her, though.
Crazy.
It's just it's her doing the hopscotch and, like, I don't know, probably on the trip that they're on right now. It looks like they're in India or something.
I mean, let's just be real, okay? The world needs to admit this. Obama's a good-looking dude. Michelle Obama looks like a cast. You know, a makeup person from Planet of the Apes. She's ugly. Okay? She's real ugly. And it's upsetting for me to see this, you know, superhuman in Obama. I mean, he's a criminal. I hate the guy. I think he's a lot more evil than we even know. But the point is, you know what I mean? The guy's
hot. He's a good-looking dude. He is.
The guy's hot. For him to marry this chick, man, she has to be just pure genius, brilliant, evil too. You know,
she'd almost have to cast a spell on him.
Voodoo, and you know about remember
yeah,
her
maybe
mother?
She did some voodoo.
You remember? No, did you remember the BBC article exposing how her mother was doing voodoo in the White House, and Obama had to come and, you know, since they got caught, he had to come and ask her to stop. Remember that?
Yeah. You reported that on this program like a year ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's real stuff.
That's common knowledge, yeah.
That's not cool.
I'm performing voodoo on my penis right now.
So I'll hop on a plane.
Naughty people, naughty, naughty people. We're going to take a break, so fuck you people.
Fall in love with you, huh? Oh, she's a gold.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. Back on Disorderly Conduct with you, with me, Vince in the Bay. Holding it down with my guest for this evening, Frank Deluxe and producer Amy. Thank you for joining me here. Appreciate you guys hanging tight with me. Now, Amy, what was this about? You're gonna take a jet over here now? You're gonna jet over here?
Oh yeah, I'm on my way.
All right. Pick up Frank on the way, or you know, actually, you can pick me up, and then we'll pick up Frank on the way.
Okay.
Down. Right now.
We'll just go straight down. We'll go down, pick up Frank, and we'll go to Mexico.
Awesome.
We'll just, yeah.
Good deal.
If there's a female involved, I'm on my way right now on a bicycle.
Okay, so Melinda strikes again. She's always posting from the two malcontents. But this post is called Freedom Fries from Malcontent. When President Obama indulges in fast food while traveling, he extorts interesting onlookers, quote, don't tell Michelle. The fit first lady is, of course, an advocate of healthy foods, and an outspoken critic about childhood obesity. She had her own Don't Tell Barack recent moment when she stopped at a diner in Milwaukee and had a classic greasy fare, a burger and fries. Mrs. Obama's meal really wouldn't be anyone else's business were it not for her own aspiration to rewrite the nation's menus. Blah-bitty-bloobity. That's the latest from the two malcontents. Thanks, Melinda N. She keeps us in touch with Michelle O. Ooh, there's a nice shot of here of Barack and her having like fries and burgers, and like these burgers look disgusting. They're just totally. This looks horrible, and they have the fries, but the fries are like in a cup. You know how like they have like it's like a cup the size of like a Big Gulp, but it's just stuffed with fries.
Ugh.
It's terrible.
America's disgusting. I mean, I just had an interesting factoid told to me how Italy, you know, they made it illegal or whatever to import food, so they all had to grow their own food, and so you know they made stuff mostly organic, and you know what I mean, pure organic, and their health just skyrocketed, you know what I mean. So most Italian people are just, you know, they live longer, they're just healthier, harder, you know what I mean. And it was interesting to me because they don't have any you know, GMO type foods. They don't have any of that stuff. And you know about the richest people in the world, they have their own travel chefs and they have their own little small farms, and they will not eat the food that we eat. You know what I mean? Oh boy. I'm sorry, I just had a nice little snack from that little interlude. But yeah.
So Amy, tell me about this this need you have for a master who can I don't know, commandeer your collar. What is, explain this?
I come with my own collar. I said I'm a pet in need of a master.
You're missing out on the chat room, Frankie.
This is ridiculous.
It's going off right now. Tracy's talking about being. She wants people to be nice to her round ass and kiss it, not slap it, I guess. Amy's talking about she needs a master, and she comes with her own collar. It's just unforreal.
You guys do know Franklin is wanted in multiple states for sexual related crimes. Let's put everybody's address online right now. Email this to my Facebook. That is now my goal now, is to go ahead and ninja my way into every one of you apartments. Yes, on.
Well, we got 10 minutes to go here. 10 minutes to take your calls. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. If you need sexual advice, Frankie D is here. He is a certified doctor, MD.
Plenty of oil of oregano and apple cider vinegar.
He's also, you, dude, I need to hire you to be my personal trainer.
You do know I am a trained badass. You know, just got my.
Do you know jiu-jitsu?
My leather black belt. No, I just know boxing.
Ooh,
Brazilian
that's
jiu-jitsu.
No, she just creamed immediately. Did you hear that? I heard that.
Yeah, she did perk up there. I think her nipples got hard on one.
You hear that? You hear that type of laugh? You already know. 10 minutes, I am in the vehicle driving, okay? But anyway, let's continue along on what we were talking about. Boxing. Yeah, you're starting to get a little pudgy there. I noticed when I had you, you know, I was holding you from behind, cuddling, and I grabbed your stomach, Vince. I grabbed your stomach, Vince, and I squeezed, and I was just, you know, I didn't want to admit it, but, you know, I kind of just
threw up a little bit in my own mouth, you know? It's upsetting.
Thank you, very nice.
Oh, my God.
7 minutes left to take your calls. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay here with you at Disorderly Conduct. Big ups again to everybody in the chat room. Constantine, A. Monet, Blue Sky 69, Crazy Wolf Radio, Damn Radio, Guest 116, Melinda-N, and Tracy Gamore. So we're going to go into overtime here briefly. Got about 5 minutes left to go, so that's 5 minutes left for you folks to join us here. We're going to go into overtime and have, at which point Amy's going to strap on a dildo and nail both me and Franklin from behind in the overtime session. So if you want to get prime seats for that, you want to call 347-826-7667 in the next 5 minutes. Oh no, Constantine's posting pictures. Do I want to click on this? Oh, that's... I don't understand that, actually, though. Like, she's got to I think she's got to bend over a little bit more for that to... Or he's just looking, I guess. That is pretty cool, though.
No, what is
it? Oh, it says artist subjective, and it's... a photo of a something on a table, and there's this camera, old style camera set up, and it's got the thing where you have to put the, you know, there's like the little skirt, the little cloak that you have to put your head under to look at the, to use the camera. And so there's this chick wearing a black dress, it's, her head's underneath that black camera drape, and like underneath her skirt, her black skirt, is some dude with his, you know, on his knees with his head up under her skirt, like basically smelling her fucking butt cheeks. Sorry, folks, I had to describe that for Franklin because he's not in the chat room. He's he's a celebrity. He doesn't have time for BTR, but he checks in with us from time to time, which is great. Franklin, I'd love to have you back sometime and do some sort of panel thing. I'd love to get like multiple guests at the same time and like do just roundtable discussion about whatever that pops up. Most likely my cock.
Very impressive.
Which reminds me. Yeah, I'll probably be on tomorrow. I'm always on. I'm a fucking loser, dude. This is what I do. I do BTR shows. I got my harem of my bitches. I got A. Monet, Blue Sky, girl from Detroit left. She's usually from around. Tracy's been holding tight a lot recently. She's called in once or twice. And Melinda N, just she comes in out of left field late in the game every night, and she just brings some weird shit, and it's great
crazy.
Though. Yeah, she's nuts. I wish. I don't think she's called. I can't. I don't think she's ever called in. I don't think I've ever
won't.
Heard her
she
on
says
PTR.
That, she won't. She says that she has too strong of an accent and that people will make fun of her. That's her excuse.
Oh, come on. You know what that means? You know what that means? That means you would be. Whatever you sound like, Melinda, if you have an accent that's like an Asian accent, just pretend you're our Asian correspondent, okay? So that solves that right there. Bingo. So suddenly the accent is like credibility now. Actually, you know, you'd be a good person to talk to right now because the Asian markets are the European markets just opened, but you could give us the report on the Asian markets that just wrapped up.
That would make this so official. You'd be just the sickest show ever. Talk about it.
Anyways, folks, 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes to take your calls. If you want to jump onto the ship here with us, as we go into overtime for a little bit. It's 347-826-7667 is the number. So I'm gonna get lubed up here momentarily.
I'm already lying down in bed naked.
You don't
mean. Go ahead and roll over onto my stomach right now.
So, like I said, folks, 1 minute to go. 1 minute to join us here, 347-826-7667. If you don't join us, I want to thank you for joining me this far. It's been another vainglorious program. I enjoy servicing all you ladies out there and appreciate doing so in front of the gentlemen so they can get a chance to learn how to treat their ladies. I want to thank Frankie Deluxe for coming through tonight and helping educate the ladies with me. Oh, my goodness. Old Rooter just came through. Yikes. Just in the nick of time. Rooter, if you got balls, you'll call in the next 30 seconds and join us in overtime. If not, I guess we'll just have to catch you on the flip side. Anywho, folks, I'm going to take a quick little break and be back with Amy and Frankie D. If you want to join us, you should do it now. 347-826-7667. Thank you and good night.
She might Amy? Have disappeared on us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. So we have Amy and Frankie Deluxe. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Just want to thank you for the most obnoxious musical experience of my day.
You don't like that? That was the Stanford Marching Band.
Remind me to kick your ass.
Oh, you know what? You can have a free shot. Thanks for it's worth it just because of finding out about XXX Bunker.
Seems very awesome. Well. You didn't like Wank DB? Didn't hit your G spot right there?
Yeah, it did. It rubbed my clit just right.
There's plenty more. I'm like the porn master. All my repo women seem to fall through.
So you can be my porn, my senior porn correspondent.
Oh, I'm your porn guru. I'll be your porn guru. We're going to have incense and candles while we discuss porno lists over here. You got any good sites for us, Amy?
Do you take volunteers to show examples for the class?
What was that?
She comes with what do you come with?
My own collar.
Oh, how about handcuffs? Do you have handcuffs?
Of course.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I want to bring another person into the conversation here. I think we have Ole Reuter. I think Ole Reuter actually beat the bell and made it in. Ole Reuter, is that you?
Yeah, I beat that shit, you son of a bitch.
He was still hiding back.
Yeah.
I was trying. I tried to lay back till I heard you talking to that hot lady there. Once she talked to you, I realized how hot you were, and I want to do you, dude.
Wow. Which dude? Both
There's
of us?
Line.
You.
There's a line. There's a line to penetrate Vince.
Yeah, I want
most authority.
You and let her be our towel girl.
What do I do? I'm going to provide the water?
Yeah. You got to provide the whiskey because I need a lot of whiskey to make me last more than like 38 seconds.
Oh, shit.
I'm 85 years old. Shit. You know, it takes me a while to get a chubby, but as soon as I get the chubby, I'm done.
Jeez,
holy
boy.
Freaking hell.
But I...
No, nobody wants that. You shouldn't let people know that.
what should I be shooting for there?
You know, I have the same...
No way, dude. He's what? He's what? He said he was 97?
Well, 85.
Yeah, whatever. 85. You're still getting the chub. That's good. That's good news. I applaud that.
Chubby, it'll grow like chubby. What happened was, I was fighting in the trenches back in old the Korean War. You know what I'm talking about?
I was there.
I'm basically talking to the broad there. How you doing, baby? Okay.
I'm good. So
I'm fighting in the trenches, and me and my buddy, we're in this foxhole. And when you make a foxhole, you dig it down about 5 feet, and you start from the center, and you dig like an incline down away from the center, and then you dig like about a foot trenches, okay? And what happens is they throw the grenade in, them Viet Cong some bitch motherfucker, fucking Korean communist pricks. They'll throw a grenade in, and what you do is you kick it down into the hole. And it keeps you from dying, you know. But what happened was me and my buddy are down there, and we're looking at the foxhole, and we're looking, and this grenade falls in. And it starts going. I kick it down into the hole, but I kind of missed the grenade. And then it like I'm 85 years old. And it like kind of stumbled before it went down. And you got like a 4-second burn on these fuses. And so you're thinking, this motherfucker's getting ready to fucking blow up in my face. And I look at my buddy, and he's looking at me. And he'd already told me about how he had like, he was like a Mormon and had like 27 kids and shit. And I like, okay, I ain't got nobody. So I see this grenade burning about, it's been burning for 3 or 4 seconds, so I jump on it. And I feel like, kaboom, you know? And I'm just like, okay. So I sit there, and I wake up, and I'm in like a hospital, okay? And I'm laying there, and the doctor's looking at me. He said, you made it, buddy. You're still alive. Take it easy. I'm like, okay. And then I pass out again. And to me, I probably been awake since then, but I don't remember anything except like 3 months later. And a different doctor's talking to me, and he's like, buddy, you made it, dude. You made it. And I looked, and as soon as he told me that, I grabbed like all my limbs, and I'm like, okay, I see my hands and my feet are there. And I'm like, cool, everything's moving. I'm good. He says, I got some good news, and I got some bad news for you, bud. I'm like, what's the bad news? He said, well, when you jump on that grenade there, it blew off the head of your dick. Oh, my fucking God. You know, blew off my dick. Oh, shit. I said, what the fuck's the good news, you cocksucker? And he looked at me and he says, well, you only got 14 inches to fuck around with now. Oh, man. Woo! Take another drink. How about you? 14 inches. Hey, baby. Can you handle 14?
Oh, shit.
Or you're probably a lesbian, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Thank you very much.
I was getting ready to say, well, fuck, just my luck, but if you're not, you like White Castle?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Applebee's?
Maybe.
Ooh. What do you like at Applebee's? Because I got like a $25 gift card in my wallet I got for Christmas 2 years ago. Maybe me and you could hook up and shit. I got no problem with licking the back of your knees.
Oh my God, face palm.
You know what? So if your mother saw an 85-year-old man licking the back of your knees, what would she say?
First of all, I hope that would never happen.
But you know, just take it as if that did. Okay, it's going to happen sooner or later if you talk to me like another 2 minutes. Okay, it's going to happen. Well, what's your mom look like?
Me, but with red hair.
Oh, she's hot?
Yeah, my mom is hot.
Thank you, very nice.
Old Reuter. Good times. Good times. He always comes by at the weirdest, randomest times. He's like this angel of death that just comes down, or not, actually the reverse of that, kind of like Deus Ex Machina. Just when you think like, oh, the show's a complete failure, boom, old Reuter comes through. And
did you mute him or did he hang up?
No, he's still there. I just muted him for a second. I don't know how far you wanted him to go with the questioning of your mother. I'm sorry, Antonio, or Frankie D, I should say. Were you going to say something?
No, I was just sitting back and enjoying this guy. It's hilarious.
Yeah, dude. It's old Reuter, man. Old Reuter, before I'm going to put you back on old Reuter. No disrespect to old Reuter. I'm going to let you do your thing here in just a second. But Old Rooter is an old school BTR troll celebrity slash, I don't know, do Old Rooter, do you do your own shows anymore? I don't, let me check out his BTR profile here before I put him back on, because I'm sure he'll tell us. But first of all, I have to commend you once again. Frankie D, I'm enjoying XXXBunker.com. I really am enjoying. I can. No, I'm already putting stuff in my queue for later.
Yeah. It's one of the best sites I've ever freaking experienced. I'm just surprised that your Woody has lasted this long. You've been holding out on me, or maybe I'm just that good.
Well, no, I already came like 12 times. Well. Four times for the first hour, and then I did six more of the second part, and I've already done two here in the overtime.
You know, I don't want to scare anybody. I've been wanting to ask if this is normal, if this is normal for a human being to be able to do this, but I actually came five times in one day before within a three-hour period, and I was wondering, am I an alien? Or if this is normal, because I thought we only had two testicles. You know what I mean? It was frightening.
I think it is possible. I think it is possible you're an alien. Let's ask Old Rooter what he thinks. Old Rooter, what do you think?
I tell you what, the whole time you had me muted, you missed the most intellectual bullshit you ever heard in your whole.
I don't doubt it.
I was spewing shit.
You know what's great is the next 5 minutes is going to make up for it, because that's going to be even better.
I was spewing shit out of my word hole that fucking Newton would think the fucking apple that fell on his head was doing fucking donuts before it hit the ground.
Don't get me started on donuts.
Yep. I used to love donuts till I used to work at like a Dunkin' Donuts, and I ran there like they're like what do they call them? They run out and they fill up some donut fucking machines, not machines, but like fucking display shits at like these like cafes at these different factories. And I would run and I would do like the Chrysler shop up in Kokomo, Indiana. And I'd do like what's that place called? Some communication place. And I'm wanting to say GE, but it don't sound right. And I'd do them, and then I'd run down to the Ford factory in Indianapolis, and I'd do that, and my night would be done. But goddamn, I was a donut eating motherfucker. You can line up anything in the whole wide world, but there's two donuts that the old Krispy Kreme can suck a fucking left back.
Whoa.
Goddamn fucking indigent cocksucker laying in a goddamn gutter in India suffering from goddamn fucking ball melt disease. Okay?
Sir, I am from Indianapolis. I am from Indianapolis, and I am a lover of Krispy Kreme donuts. You have just declared war.
Have you ever been to the Dunkin' Donuts before they shut it down over on Pendleton Pike?
Yes, I have. I used to go there religiously with my father.
Your father?
And my brothers.
It was
the greatest donuts of all time.
There you go. I was in there like I was filling up the Long Johns in there. You know what the secret is to Dunkin' Donuts, like chocolate cream they put on their Long Johns?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
No, I don't. I was thinking, go ahead.
But what they did, because it shocked me when I saw it the first time too. Yeah, they make coffee. And then nobody drinks, they have like this leftover coffee. And they'll take that and mix it with the chocolate icing that goes on the Long Johns for the next morning. And they'll put that on Long John's, and then they'll put the chocolate icing on it and put it out the next morning. I wasn't hating it. The shit tasted good. But that's their secret. So like y'all can take me for it. And I will tell you, the best fucking chocolate, the best donut crap, Dunkin', friggin' anybody else that makes donuts, Krispy Kremes, whatever, is the chocolate donut holes. Okay?
And ooh, I hate those.
Oh God. You have the position to be able to eat one right out of the deep fryer where they put them on the rack and then pour the icing on them, and then right at that point.
So you were the reason why they went bankrupt. You were working there.
I was eating all Krispy Kreme Dunkin' Donut. I would eat all the Dunkin' Donut shit, and I wanted Dunkin' Donut to make more. So I would eat all their shit, then run over to Krispy Kreme real quick and just kind of like pee all over their fucking donut dough.
Jeez, you just had a pickup truck in the back.
I said that shit. Hey, Mr. Vince. Vince, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Who's the nice young hot lady with you?
That would be A. Bonet.
A. Bonet?
Yeah, it's Amy, my producer. She's producer Amy.
Oh, Amy.
Amy?
I'm sorry I spewed all that peeing stuff.
It's okay.
I apologize. I'm drunk off my ass. I've been sitting in this fucking Lazy Boy recliner with a fucking Alvarez Electric for a while now. Listen to this shit. I'm going to play this A chord. Hold on a second. I'm gonna take
it. What the hell is going on? I'm so confused.
Me too.
Here, let me see if I can get some rock. Listen to this shit. Who knows this song? Oh, fuck. I fucked that up. I'm drunk off my ass. I can't even play that motherfucker right. Take another drink.
And you're 80. And you're 85.
Like somebody's going to tell me to squeal like a pig in any second.
Only if you pull your Fruit of the Looms down around your knees.
Oh, my God.
Hey, so are you still in Indiana?
Well, yeah.
That's my, hey, that's
I'll
my
tell
home
you,
town.
Where did Jeff Gordon come from?
Indianapolis, right? It went in Indianapolis?
Oh, yeah.
Where did he come from?
Well, you tell me there, Hoosier.
Oh, my God.
Bunch of fucking retarded Midwesterners.
Midwest? Retarded Midwesterners?
Excuse me.
Hey.
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah, I said retarded Midwesterners.
You, right. You're either from.
I'm from Ohio, Vince.
Yeah, we got
my family's from Ohio. You fucking beatnik, cocksucking, fucking long-haired hippie ass.
Inbred middle of the flyover country.
You're like
flyover country's cool. That means when you're flying over, I can fucking spurt my load up into your anus.
Hey, did you know that Kokomo is now?
And then I spit it back to you like a snowball.
What snowball? Did that you swallowed a little bit? How did it taste?
Oh my God!
Gross.
Is it a little salty, or did you like a sweet with like the fucking salmonella?
It was minty.
Minty. Well, my voice said my shit smelled like mint, so that's cool.
Is this normal to be stroking off to this conversation? Hey,
only
you guys know.
I need someone to call me after this is over. And like,
what's your phone number, baby? I'll call you.
Rehabilitator, she needs.
Yeah, exactly.
She's going to be rolling in the corner, sucking her thumb for a couple months.
Oh, God, why does my penis burn when I urinate?
You need to call a doctor.
I don't need a doctor. I just need some fucking, what's that shit called? Cranberry juice?
Sprinkle some crack on it.
Crack, motherfucker.
Crack does the body good. Shoot. Hey, but back to what I've been trying to explain, that Kokomo is now the number two most unemployed city in America. And the number one is another city, small city in America, in Indiana. The top two most unemployed cities in America are both out of Indiana.
Where's that? Where's the second one?
I don't know. I forgot the name of it. Basically, the zombie apocalypse has already occurred.
Do I want to take it to Bermuda, Bahama, Cabo Verde, Bahama, Go Montego, baby, why don't we go to Kokomo?
We'll get there faster, then we'll take it slow.
Take it slow.
That's with us.
What is going on here?
I'm the only black man in here, you guys. You know that, right? I do not know what music you're playing here.
Are you
white, and I don't even know what that is.
Hold on. Let's get up with a here.
Dude, this man is 85 years old. He knows
I'm 85
like
years.
Every song ever recorded.
Yeah, listen to this. Check this shit out. So you're the only black man in here?
I didn't know you were a black fella.
Well, I'm not. When I look at my skin, it's like all pale and scaly because I'm 85. But I tell you what were you doing back in 1981?
I was being born.
Being lynched.
I was going to high school. You know where I was going to high school at?
Let me get
you. I tell you what, you being a black man, you got to hook a brother up a little bit. I went to Tech.
You went to Arsenal Tech?
Arsenal Technical High School, goddammit, back when they had the race riots and shit going on, and I was fighting.
Was it bad back then, too? Was it as terrible back then as it is now?
No. It was like just one shit back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was born. I was like Steve Martin. I was born a poor black child. Oh, daddy was brought up in the fucking hood, baby.
You know what's interesting? Nicholas Sparks could actually say the same thing. You know what I mean? You know who Nick Sparks is? I know she does. I know Amy does. Mm-hmm. He was actually born and raised in a very poor black area. His father was training to become a professor of a very prestigious college, and he, you know, to make ends meet, he had to live in Oakland or something, right as it was starting to get real bad and gunshots was going off. You know, interesting.
Shit, I used to shoot the fucking gunshots in the hood. God damn it. If I go around looking, hell, the brothers used to come to my house looking for the fucking great Kool-Aid, by God. They'd go, oh, Reuter, my man, your mother. Why not? Why you want to say that? Because your mama got the great Kool-Aid going on, motherfucker. I said, well, come on over, shit.
Oh, shit.
You sit in the backyard, break out the boxing gloves, doing a little boxing, and mama bring out the great Kool-Aid, goddammit.
Damn, I knew you were going to break out the black accent sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. I was a kid, goddammit. This is back in the olden days, back when old Angela Beaner was born and shit. She didn't know about this stuff. Probably brought up in the fucking white bread county of fucking goddamn Nebraska or something. What the fuck?
70s and 80s when they were just starting to bring in the cocaine into the black areas.
Yeah, I didn't see any cocaine in my crib, goddammit.
Thank you to the CIA for supplying that free of charge.
Thank you, very nice.
Well, there he went. Old Reuter took off. Glad to have him on the program.
He's like, uh-oh, CIA, I'm out of here.
You scared him off with the CIA.
As mysteriously as he appears, he disappears. Old Reuter, thank you for stopping by and gracing us exclusively in the overtime. Thank God we did the overtime, right? Or else he wouldn't have called in.
That was crazy.
I think I was.
He's done that. That's the second time he's done that on my program. He just comes in randomly, like, at the last minute and does that.
He just took over. And I've never experienced, you know, so many things happening to me at once, you know.
Right.
Racially lambasted, sexually molested, you know, mm-hmm. and having my life threatened. You know. No, he was awesome, though. How unique is that guy? And out of Indiana? Come on. That's interesting.
That was
crazy. I wish I could book him. Count on him to just show up whenever.
Yeah.
It's great. He's got the guitar plugged in. He same thing both times. He had guitar plugged in and was playing guitar at the same time.
I started thinking
awesome.
That he was actually a machine. You know what I'm saying? Like a fake recording that you thought up or something, but then he was communicating with us, and I was like, wow, this guy is real.
No, dude, he might. I have some conspiracy theories about him that he's like paid by BTR to troll around and fuck with people. Guys. Like an out of work, like morning zoo crew DJ that has nothing better to do than just harass people on BTR, work out their material.
This is a very unique experience, this Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's revolutionary, isn't it?
Finding it has to become like that's like an achievement. It's just finding that something like this exists, and then becoming a part of it. That's a whole other thing. And then you know,
yeah,
really developing a craft. That's very amazing.
Absolutely.
And it's so massive. It's intimidating. You know what I mean? Because you have to find out that these are people that are actually there right now. It's not like YouTube where, you know, it's like a year old. You know what I mean? You gotta communicate with these people directly right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Their little channels, you know, it's very interesting.
Oh, it's the Matrix, dude. It's another layer to the Matrix, dude.
Yep.
It's just another social networking tool. Kind of like XXXBunker.com.
Did
you introduce him to Chat Roulette?
Oh, man.
He knows about Chat Roulette. That's how we met.
Really?
Yeah, we were stroking. I was whacking off. And it was love at first fucking spew.
I was bent over a desk. I didn't know that the camera had exposed my face. And I was—I usually make the noises just to scare people off, you know, while I'm whacking off. And, you know, Vince popped up on the screen, just nonchalantly stroking. Well, he was about to press the button, but then he noticed my face was showing and wasn't supposed to, and he, you know, kind of started laughing. I said, "Oh Jesus!" You know, afterwards, you know, love at first sight.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised Lady Slugger didn't come through tonight. She was. Two nights ago, this chick that calls into my show a lot. Her name's Lady Slugger. She had never heard of Chat Roulette. And so I showed it to her, and she's like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
Yeah. After a while, it gets boring, too.
Yeah.
There's
not as many cocks as there used to be.
Because they started creating programs to stop that. A cock, they saw a cock. With a cock alerter.
Cock car, cock radar.
Yeah. And so, I mean, because their viewership is just declining. And I mean, hell, it's like.
Ooh, Jenny McMillan.
Nine males to every female, you know?
Mm-hmm. It says right there, like at the bottom of the thing, it says, stay completely clothed at all times.
Wow, Jenny McMillan is trying to solicit a spot in the Obama administration. That was news. Apparently. The guy from the rent is too damn high party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he released a statement. He wants to join Obama's administration.
Hey, what's up with...
You know why? You know why he's going to do that? Because the rent is too damn high.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm not going to go ahead and commit any, you know, physical... What do you mean? He made like a non-threat/threat, you know? I could kick your ass, but I'm not going to go do that. Oh, this guy's awesome. And, What's the word with the former, you know, the guy who was the dual citizen, Israeli Mossad agent, you know what I mean, badass, you know, fucking asshole brother of the Emmanuel, Rahm Emanuel, yeah. What happened to him? And what he's doing now?
Rahm Emanuel or his brothers?
No, Rahm Emanuel specifically.
Oh, he quit his job.
I know.
And he wants to be the mayor of Chicago, apparently. So he.
That's hilarious. The first dual citizen Israeli agent to become a mayor. I mean, it's like the rise of the Jewish mafia, basically, in the state of Illinois. You know what I mean? The Italians conquered New York. And there's all kinds of mafias, dude. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. There is.
And what's up with Rudy Giuliani, man? People don't even call him on having a mafia Don father. You know what I'm saying?
His father wasn't a mafia Don. His father worked for the mob. But I don't think he was like a player. He was like.
Yes, he was.
Really?
Yes, he was. He was mafia.
I heard that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
Oh no, I read somewhere that his dad worked for the mob, but wasn't like a don or anything like high ranking or anything.
No, he wasn't a don, but he was a major player. He was definitely active. He was definitely a big time. That's like
yeah, it makes sense. I mean, Giuliani definitely had like he acted like he was a mob boss. He like you know I kind of like I'm convinced the reason why crime. And criminals got off the streets of New York is because they just got hired to be cops. That's where everybody went. I think he just cleaned up. He kicked out the homeless. He kicked everybody off the streets, hired a bunch of cops to just like, you know, over patrol certain areas.
What a super criminal. I mean, I can go over all the just the most heinous and disgusting things that he did, man.
He's dropped off.
He dropped off the radar, though. He ran for president, and then he was actually close to being, you know, like he was a serious front runner for a while there. And then when the primary started, he just like all of a sudden pulled back and was just like, oh, I just.
Ron Paul kicked his ass. He was embarrassed.
I think,
by
you
Ron
know what?
Paul.
No. I think what happened is like somebody must have dug up some serious dirt on him. And
oh,
he backed
remember?
Off.
Don't
I don't know what
the
dirt was.
The video? Remember the video of him cross dressing and making a little video with.
No,
I mean
something like scandalous, dude, not something gay. No, that's nothing, dude. No, I mean like something like, you know, like he's you know, he's got some sort of connections, not only to the mob and stuff, but to like to Wall Street. And if you're in the mob in New York City and you're work your way up to mayor, you know, you can't do that without having to somehow get the approval of Wall Street for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are the biggest criminals of all, man. That's where it all fucking generates from.
No,
I can't believe those fools, man.
They're just they work for the even bigger criminals, the big oligarchs, the bankers, who you know have these little small families. And their control, the American oligarchs, the American aristocracy, you could call it, who we call the old money here, are controlled by the Europeans, the European super banks, you know what I mean, the 13 families. That's when it really gets, you call it Illuminati, but it's really a true conspiracy, and they don't even call themselves Illuminati. Illuminati is pretty much a small enclave of people who tried to reestablish that old... The old order based off of a certain intellectual brand. But, you know, I mean, even this is a historical fact that Winston Churchill tried to reestablish an Illuminati order because of that intellectual brand. You know what I mean? It means nothing. These guys are just trying to, you know, these weird people try to overblow a certain conspiracy theory because it does have a basis of fact. But the reality is just, the name we should be using, like New World Order or stuff like that, is oligarchs. We should be using European bankers. European oligarchs is the word. Okay? And they're the real pure evil. They're the ones who, remember the J.P. Morgan, when he died, his whole estate, the majority of it went all to the Rothschilds. And he was supposed to be the richest, one of the richest men in the world, you know, supposedly worth billions at the time. And his whole estate went to the Rothschilds on his own accord because he chose to be a lieutenant of the Rothschilds family. And you start to realize that these guys are extremely, there's something else going on behind the scenes that we just don't understand right now. We can only speculate.
Hey, man, I'm just stoked on XXXBunker.com. That's the biggest conspiracy that I've uncovered right now, is the fact that I haven't known about this site until now.
If you hate
blacks, I'm going to have so much fun with this tonight.
Why do you hate blacks banging Asians? One of the greatest
videos
I've ever seen.
I have no problem with it happening. It can certainly exist. Absolutely, no problem. I don't mind, you know, it's all good. I refuse to watch it. It's just not what my eye naturally like wants to go to.
Type in black boyfriend destroys Asian.
That just sounds cruel.
It is. Hey, but the most awesome thing about it is as he's just going ape shit on her, she's like, "Mommy, it is awesome."
Jeez,
she literally calls for her mommy. Oh, one of the greatest videos of all time in porn history.
Yeah, you'll have to email me that link.
That'll sit dormant. I'll post it on your Facebook.
Yeah, please do.
Your account has been suspended.
Jeez, oh, man, this site is so great. I love this site. It's just awesome.
Hey, do you guys know about meetup.com yet?
Meetup.com?
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
I was so lonely. You know, I was like, I need...
Oh, yeah.
I need shit to do. So I found Meetup. And it was much shit to do in L.A.
There's a Ron Paul 2012 Nevada meetup in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you going to go to that or something?
No, it's just the first thing that popped up. In the Bay Area here, we have the Easy Riders Bicycle Touring Group in Oakland, California.
I mean, here in L.A., we have all kinds of shit. The Los Angeles Hiking Meetup, I just came from that a couple hours ago. We have the Adventures in Southern California, and he has an event every single day. We're going to be going to the Chinese food cuisine tomorrow. It's going to be like 20 people coming in with us. I mean, we have biking, hiking. We have Ron Paul stuff. I met most of the people who are a part of the movement with the Ron Paul, you know, Tea Party.
What's your meetup thing? What's
Frank Deluxe, obviously.
Meetup.com/FR.
FRNNK. No, actually, it's just FRNNK. It's Frank. I think it's hard to find people on Meetup. But, I was a part of all kinds of shit. I'm also a part of, you know, We Are Change, LA, of course. Of course, the Ron Paul stuff. And then a couple, I wanted to join some weird, you know, conspiracy theory stuff, but I kind of got away from a lot of them. I haven't gone to any of them, like the chemtrails meetup. And I think there's like a shamanism or something, but I'm not into that type of stuff.
Oh, you know what I wanted to take? Who I wanted to get their take? I guess I want to get your take, too, since I'm talking to you. But what do you think of that missile that got launched off of California? What's the official word on what that was? Did you hear?
You saw the video, right? And what the guy on the news thought, he was like, oh, this is a show of might to China. I was like, you old dumb bastard. That makes no damn sense at all. What I think... I've been thinking about it and trying to speculate and trying to figure out. I'm usually on point with it. But this is just weird. Either some idiot accidentally, you know, fell asleep at the controls. You know, America's a piece of shit now. We just have fat asses just sitting at the table. Oh, fuck. You know what I mean? I doubt that would probably happen, but, you know, end up just flying into whoever. I mean, because it would only be... a single missile flying like this, going to where, and they're keeping quiet on it, means that either the dumbass, somebody down there made a mistake, some rogue idiot tried to do something that he was not authorized to do, or they did a new secret launch to shoot down something, maybe shoot down a satellite like China just did, or maybe they just used new technology that we really don't know about, that they just probably shot something into space that once it reaches that outer atmosphere, we haven't gotten any word on if it came back to Earth orbit. So they could have just used some very exotic technology, masking it by, you know, shooting a missile up. And, you know, who knows? Other than that, I'm going to always claim mistake or human conspiracy, humans making a dumbass decision on their own. I doubt it's a show of military might because it's from our soil. I mean, this is just, that just doesn't make any sense at all. No political sense. We have all kinds of military technology, very exotic, very powerful. We don't even, missiles are pretty much obsolete. I don't know what this could have been.
What I couldn't tell is whether it was coming from the land or from the sea.
Apparently it was from the sea because the guy said that it was submarine based.
Yeah.
But we have all kinds of under.
Who knows? It could have just been like a exercise that went wrong, or who knows?
Was it really?
It could have been somebody. Who knows? There could be. It could be some private citizen that's developing some rocket ship thing, and fucking fired it off.
They would have found out about it, immediately cracked down on his ass, and the military would have been alert. I mean, they figured this type of shit out within the day. Okay, remember the.
Yeah. So the fact that nothing's come out says that it's a military thing.
Military, yeah. Because you know they. If you think that the gunshot detector is advanced, imagine the shit that the military has. They have so much stuff, such sophisticated technology. That's old news to them that they give to private civilians. That's radar related, and you know, I mean, they have satellites that can penetrate the Earth and go extremely deep and get details of, you know, who knows how many kilometers inside the Earth. You know what I mean? They'll spot you if you do anything stupid. I mean, they basically have those AI systems. Like, they call it Skynet. It's like a joke. They call stuff Skynet. You know what Skynet is, right? Terminator?
No.
In Terminator, the computer system, the AI computer system that eventually went rogue, that was a satellite that was, a satellite, non-Earth-based, that... decided that humans are now the threat and computers are going to take over. It was called Skynet. And the military went ahead and developed a very advanced system that was, you know, satellite-based called Skynet. And, you know, that was going to be good. Sending out a lot of information technology and shit like that. Fuck, I just lost my train of thought why that was important. But anyway, the point is, we got some advanced technology there. If you do anything stupid, they're going to find you. They can. Oh, and the reason I brought that up was because they're basically easily watching every single human being from space and other devices. They also have, you know, a lot of these UFO scares have actually been, you know, balloons that were declassified in the 80s and 90s as being high altitude blimps with advanced camera technology that surveys United States population, basically. And, you know, so the majority of technology that's been, you know, black budgeted and spent on Americans, spent by America, is on Americans. Not to develop any defensive capabilities or anything like that. It's basically surveillance technology, you know what I mean, or ways to obliterate large populations that are civilly, you know, causing problems, you know what I mean? Like they even threatened, CIA made, that they wrote that big white paper. You know, 2012 and potential American riots, you know what I mean, stuff like that. And just, you know, fear-mongering shit. But they were, you know, bringing up the point that if people, rogues, began taking over large American cities, we'd go ahead and use neutron bombs to neutralize these fucking threats. I mean, so you start to see who these people are, man. And how everything that they're doing is before us. And a lot of people don't even know what a neutron bomb is, let alone the fact that they're just learning about antimatter bombs, and they don't even know that we actually developed them. Air Force Colonel admitted in Congress that we had developed the first operational antimatter bombs, and then he had to come out and say, well, I actually didn't mean to talk about that in the hearing. you got all kinds of shit out there, man. So, this is definitely wasn't civilian. That's the point I'm bringing up here. It was military, of which we all know.
That's right. We go from sex to neutron bombs, kids. That's what we do here on the program.
Yeah, people
still Amy, are you still with us?
Mm-hmm.
Is that getting you hot? Is that getting you hot, talking about neutron bombs?
Oh, yeah.
I got a neutron bomb in my
pants. Yeah, I thought so.
Nothing makes me hotter.
Hey, there are people still listening other than us three? I thought it was
basically no, that's it. It's over. It's just us three. This is the overtime. There's actually 5 minutes left, and it just kicks us off. So, like, after...
Dirty.
What?
We should have been talking super dirty. I got a dirty bomb waiting to explode.
So I'm trying to find you on meetup.com. I'm logged in. How do I find you on
there? Okay. Find find LA hiking meetup or Adventures in SoCal. I got my old high school picture when I was 17 looking like a strict soft ass, like I'm pretty or something. And you know it's me. Just click that and befriend me. It's pretty, they really need to work on this meetup.com thing because it's hard to freaking find people, friend people, and get lost and stuff.
Los Angeles Hiking Society, Los Angeles Hiking Meetup Group.
Like all the Los Angeles Hiking Meetup.
This is the Los Angeles Hiking Meetup Group.
Yep. Is it like 4,000 plus members or something?
It's like 5,812.
That's it.
Okay, so I have to go. That's retarded. See, Meetup is losing right there. They should make it so you could search for users. I have to like go to a group and try to like somehow run into you as a user. That's retarded. That's so stupid. Like I should be able to like connect with my friends on Meetup. You know,
no,
just
the
like,
issue is it's like the biggest dating site that's not even it's masked as a Meetup site. And I mean here you'll go through I've gotten so many dates off of this thing just by for new meet that's why I use it. You know what I mean? Okay Cupid
sucks.
Shit,
dude. This is a tool.
You heard Okay Cupid?
Huh?
You heard Okay Cupid?
Yeah.
Like a dating site, you know, or it's like a Match.com. It's like a better Match.com, but it all sucks compared to Meetup because you can always stay on there. You can have an excuse to meet up with the hot chick or you know, stalker. You know what I mean? And you know, put a tracking device on her wig or something.
I stalked a Meetup group once. There was like a Ron Paul Meetup group, or no, it wasn't a Ron Paul. It was just a. Oh, man. It was something like it was like a tea party meetup sort type of thing. And it kind of like sounded kind of like fishy to me. But they were having it at the cafe that I hang out all the time at. And so I just happened to be there when they showed up. And I was just like, just kind of just like hovering around them, overhearing them and stuff. And
what
like,
are you talking about?
I don't know. They were just geeking out on stuff, and I was just kind of like, I don't want to hang out with these people. I don't know. It was just kind of like one of those things that I was just kind of hovering, and I was thinking I was going to join in, and I was just kind of like, wait, dude, these people are fucking actually kind of annoying. I don't know if I want to get sucked into the vortex, dude. Because like these are like people that like they've been like dying to find someone else that they can regurgitate all the shit they've learned from Alex Jones and all these fucking people and Glenn Beck and everybody. And it's just like a little you know these guys they probably have. have jobs and stuff and wives and stuff, but they want to just geek out about how the New World Order and the Federal Reserve is taking away their future, their kids' future.
I was honestly,
if there were some hot chicks, that was actually what I was. It was just all dudes. It was just like a dork fest. I was just like, fuck.
You know what?
You know, I want to find up, like, liberty-minded hot chicks that just want to fuck.
I found one at the Ron Paul meetup group, man.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, I had been with these dorks and stuff. They were pretty active, though, you know what I mean? I was like, one of the days when I was leaving, you know, one hot chick came in and sat down on the steps, and I was like, holy shit, let me go ahead and give everybody a handshake as I'm leaving so I can have an excuse. You know what I mean? And yeah, man, she's... Yeah.
Wait, there's 5,000 members. How am I supposed to fucking find you, dude?
I'm the only black guy.
I gotta go through 5,000 people?
I'm usually the only black guy in any meetup group. Black people don't know.
Can I filter by race? Can I filter by race? Is that possible?
No. I think it's by letter, and I'd be F.
Yeah, it's by letter.